All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Today, I want to share a word with you from Cameron Trimble and her blog that she writes. And it's one that hit me hard. It comes also from New York Times guest essay writer Tim Urban when he wrote an article about how we spend time in our lives. You see, he created a graph with circles, each representing a week in the life of someone who would live to 90 years old. And folks, let me tell you, that graph fit in a visible way on just one sheet of paper that can also be shrunk down and you can still see the circles. So 90 years of human life in weeks on one sheet of circles. Well, Urban says it often feels like we have countless weeks ahead of us, but actually it's just a few thousand, which is a small enough number to fit neatly in a single image. Once you visualize the human lifespan, it becomes clear that so many parts of life we think as countless are in fact countable. So for example, if you are 43 years old, you have roughly 2,483 weeks left in your life. Say you get together with your family once a year for the holidays each year. This means that you will see your family only 47 more times. If you spend 3 days together, that means you will spend 141 days together as a family for the rest of your life. Seeing your life this way, every moment counts. Or let's just say you're a sports fan and you like to go to Atlanta Braves games together with your brother or sister, and you make it to maybe two per year in person. Say that family member is 53 years old. So doing the math, we can see 74 more baseball games together in person in his lifetime. That's less than one season of games. Well, when seen this way, time as a measurement makes our priorities clear. But we can also look at time going forward. At 43 years old, a person with 2,483 weeks left to live, well, how do you live creatively? How do you love your family deeply? How do you serve your community and walk in the ways of God? How might you best spend those precious weeks? Well, I encourage you to do the math for your life as a simple spiritual exercise. Poet Mary Oliver, in her poem, A Summer Day, asked the one question that matters the most. She writes, I don't know exactly what a prayer is, but I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I've been doing all day. So tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? So tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Well, I don't know about you folks, but the poem hits a little bit harder when matched against or alongside Tim Urban's article. So how do we spend our time? How will we love? How will we serve? How will we walk in the ways of God with the precious time, the precious life that we have? All right, good day.